Back in June on this program, we spoke with 56-year-old Bobby Briniger of Washington, D.C. At that time, Ms. Briniger had been unemployed for almost a year. In the past, she's worked as a social worker, as a lobbyist, and in community relations and development. On this Labor Day, we've brought Ms. Briniger back to our studios to get an update on her job search. Welcome to you.
Thanks for having me, Jennifer.
Well, I imagine this might be a question you're probably sick of hearing by now, but can you tell us, have you had any good news lately?
I haven't had any definitive good news, but I've had some hopeful news. So once people start coming back from vacation, I hope that there's something that actually comes together.
So give me a sense, what kind of jobs are you looking for?
I've looked for social work jobs. And I've also looked at development jobs and political jobs. And now I'm actually looking at some part-time positions. And
have you looked at part-time before, or this is a strategic change on your part?
This was a strategic change that actually I had my first interview for a part-time job.
What was it?
It's actually at the Kennedy Center.
How do you have a tally of how many jobs you've applied for in the past year or so?
Probably approaching almost 500, I'm embarrassed to say.
Is this like online? Do you go in? Do you just send them off and never hear back? What's the process like?
It's for the most part online these days. I mean, there aren't many places that you can actually present yourself.
Have you considered looking for just, you know, like some minimum wage or, you know, McDonald's or just some very basic low-level job?
Yes. In fact, I have applied for several of those. And one is a limousine driver. I've applied to be a personal assistant to different people, not McDonald's yet. But what probably is happening is that people would consider me overqualified.
Can you walk us through like a typical day to do this systematically or not really?
I actually do have a fairly structured day. I get up at about 5:20 and I participate in a prayer line.
Telephone line.
A telephone line, yes. And it's a wonderful way to start my day. Somebody sings usually a gospel song, and then somebody in the group prays, and then it's 6 o'clock, and I watch Morning Joe, and I'm entertained.
Which may be something you might not have time for if you were working.
Right,
I don't know.
Exactly.
And then in terms of finding, you know, do you say a job a day or or?
Actually, right now, that is my goal, to apply for at least one job a day. It was 5 jobs a day earlier, but there really just aren't that many out there right now.
So you're not in desperate straits right now. You're maintaining.
Yeah, I've gone through any savings that I've had or any retirement. I've been through that. I actually have a very supportive family, and I have good credit and still have my credit cards. And I mean, I'm not in dire straits, but there have been better times.
Well, Bobby Briniger, thank you so much for coming in and speaking with us again.
Thank you.